Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with us, we have a group of good friends from Christina Cultural Arts Center, Ray Avery, the Executive Director, Frank Clay, Board President, and Kim Graham, Education Director. Welcome, the three of you, to this program.
Good morning.
It's always a pleasure to talk about Christina Cultural Arts Center and the rich history associated, Ray. 70 years sound like yesterday for those young people like you, but certainly 70 years is 70 years, right?
70 years of a nonprofit that has been able to be sustained by people of Delaware is a tremendous cause to celebrate. So we're really excited about our 70 years coming mm-hmm. from the Old Sweets Parish House mm-hmm. in East Wilmington for our first 47 years, moving downtown in 1993, mm-hmm. A leader in the creation of the Creative District. So we're really excited about our anniversary.
And excited, Frank, you as the board president, you've been involved with the organization for quite some time. How does it feel to be leading an organization that's been able to be self-sustainable for all those years? It's an accomplishment.
It's a real exciting time as we prepare to celebrate our 70th anniversary. Mm-hmm. Christina Cultural Arts Center for over 70 years has been leveraging the arts in a diverse community to make Wilmington a better place to learn, to mm-hmm. live, mm-hmm. and just enjoy all the diversity that Christina brings to the table.
Right. And so, but it's particularly making a difference with people of color, right? That's the intention. You include everybody, but the mission, and perhaps, Ray, you want to refresh what's the mission of the Christina Cultural Arts Center?
Certainly. The mission of Christina Cultural Arts Center is to make certain that everyone, mm-hmm. Irrespective of age or social class or ethnicity, has the opportunity to experience mm-hmm. and to be enlivened by the arts and creative expression. So that is our mission. Mm-hmm. The center is open to everyone. We have an emphasis on mm-hmm. reaching underserved communities. Right. And unfortunately, underserved communities in our state and in our nation are primarily people of color, right, and African Americans specifically. So the mission is not just to serve African Americans, but in serving underserved communities
so
and reaching them.
That's
the state of affairs.
Right. And people of color, let's try to bring some numbers if possible, not necessarily specifics, but give a sense of what Wilmington is all about, where Christina Cultural Arts Center has a place and has made a difference. So my understanding is that African Americans make close to 20-something percent of the population in the city. Is that correct?
Oh, no. And that's in the state.
Yeah, that's true.
In the city, the city of Wilmington is still predominantly African American.
There you go. Yeah, mm-hmm. my mistake.
The demographics are changing with people moving to the city of Wilmington and mm-hmm. returning from the suburbs to the city, which are trends that are happening
right.
Across the country. But it is still a predominantly African American city.
There you go. Now, Frank, you were talking about the need of serving this community and the community at large, not necessarily one specifically. Could you please share with us and our audience some of the programs and the ideas and intentions that the board has and becomes like programs? And then maybe, Kim, you want to be more specific in terms of education, if that is possible.
So we've provided performing arts and mm-hmm. workforce instruction for the past 70 years. You know, one of the things that we pride ourselves on, that we serve over 2,500 individuals annually.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, over the past 25 years, that's over 50,000 persons that we've impacted their lives.
That's a lot.
Children mm-hmm. and families.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we're most proud of is that 73% of the students that come through our doors stay involved for 5 years or more.
Mm-hmm.
And a full 93% of those children
mm-hmm.
not only graduate from high school, but they go on to college and secondary education. That's what we're most proud of.
Right. And that's education at its best, right, Kim? What could you tell us about the many things education-wise that Christina Cultural Arts Center has, and what's the intention of those?
One of the programs that we're very proud of is our early education program. Mm-hmm. We run a full-day preschool program. Mm-hmm. This year we added three-year-olds, mm-hmm. so we serve children that are 3 years old and four. We are a five-star program, which is Delaware's quality rating system for mm-hmm. early education, and five is the highest star, and we've worked hard to achieve that and to maintain that because we understand the importance mm-hmm. of early education in really laying the foundation and predicting the success of children. The research all points to that. Mm-hmm. And towards that end, we are connected to the Delaware Readiness Teams, mm-hmm. which are located throughout the state of mm-hmm. Delaware. And those organizations serve to make sure that not only are the schools themselves involved, but that parents are involved, that the community and businesses are all joining together in what we call the readiness equation mm-hmm. to make sure that our children are successful. So we're doing that work in-house, but also making sure that we're connected mm-hmm. to our fellow stakeholders mm-hmm. in the community to improve education.
Now, from a personal standpoint, what is your favorite? We always have, like, the program that really speaks to our hearts. Is there something that you really like, that feel proud about?
The program that I consider my greatest passion is in the area of arts integration.
Okay.
And it allows us to work within a number of school systems mm-hmm. to help teachers gain greater skills in learning how to reach their children, to engage them mm-hmm. and increase their academic attainment. And our strategy is using the arts. And so we go in and we train both the teachers and teaching artists mm-hmm. how to utilize the arts as a tool for academic achievement.
Is there something, because I've been seeing you doing this for quite some time, Kim. Is there a case, without mentioning names, that comes to mind in terms of this change and engagement that maybe brought light to a certain kid that comes to mind?
One of the stories that always sticks to my mind is a training program that we did through a PNC Grow Up Great grant. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, we trained teachers how to make stories come alive mm-hmm. and to involve their students in mm-hmm. it. And one of the teachers came excitedly to me at one of our trainings and said, every time I sit down for story, my children want to know, are we going to act it out? Are we going to bring this story alive? So this is mm-hmm. a group of four-year-olds who have recognized how much life and vitality is in a book. And we know that literacy provides a key mm-hmm. to all future academic growth. So to be able to give that gift to a teacher mm-hmm. who is then able to give that gift to a child is beyond heartwarming.
And I imagine looking at those beautiful eyes when the light turns on, then that makes your day, don't you think?
Yes, it's awesome.
So everywhere we go, as Kim said, we have the opportunity and actually the honor to have a sense of fulfillment. But mm-hmm. I can tell you that it's not easy work. We are partnering with the mm-hmm. Hicks Anderson Community Center that's in West Center City, mm-hmm. A neighborhood that has been neglected for over 30 or 40 years since I-95. It was really longer than that, 50 mm-hmm. or 60 years since I-95 came through that neighborhood. The riots and the aftermath of the murder of Dr. Martin Luther King, and they have sports programs, but they don't have arts programming. Mm-hmm. And we're working on youth violence prevention. And for the first time, we had, in my knowledge, we had people that refused to go into that community because of the safety issues and the concerns. But we have warriors on our staff that are going there on a weekly basis. The young people are getting yoga. Mm-hmm. It's taught by Jason. Kim is doing urban improv, which is socio-drama to help young people to develop a skill set, communications, conflict resolution. Tiana Vaughn is teaching dance. And so that's a testimony to the dedication of the staff at the Christina Culture Arts Center. We also have Kaumba Academy that we founded in 1998 that is in its 16th year that has had exponential growth over the last 3 years, growing both in grade span from K to 5 to K to 8 and in numbers from 300 students to over 700 students. And great work, a lot of growing pains. So Arts for Our City's Sake is not just a catchy slogan for our 70th anniversary. It's something that we live, that we breathe, and that we are inspired by.
Let's talk a little bit about that more, Ray, but let me just reengage with the audience to let them know that you are listening into News Talk 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for the Delaware State of the Arts radio show. With us, we have Ray Avery, Executive Director of Christina Cultural Arts Center, and also Frank Clay, Board President, and Kim Graham, Education Director from the same organization. So thanks for listening. And we were talking about the need of change and how the arts can play a role and the programs that you have developed, Ray, to that extent. Could you please explain a little bit more, or maybe Frank?
Well, I'll tee it up, and then Frank can jump in here. Community engagement is the newest buzzword. I think people, more and more people, are realizing the value and the necessity of engaging disenfranchised communities, and engaging communities that are traditional communities, but new people are not as engaged as their for parents. And so community engagement is an art in and of itself.
We are
engaged. That's a core part of our mission. But we've done some new work with the Creative Vision Factory. That serves and reaches and creates an open, safe place for people that have mental health challenges. We have a beautiful wall that reflects the values and the imagery of people, young people, babies, adults all over the city in our new mosaic. I'm going to turn it over to Frank, but I do just want to underscore that the arts are, I don't know of any other strategy that unifies a community and a nation divided against itself other than the arts.
Which is, let me make a parenthesis, and maybe Frank, you want to talk about that. In this divided nation, because indeed we have a divided nation, where race is in the open and people are not necessarily talking the way we should talk, about our fears, about the things that we need to address, about the things that we need to have as common ground. Do you think that these kind of programs will have more of a future, considering the particular situation, Frank, that we are facing at this time? What do you think?
I think traditionally the arts has brought people together of diverse backgrounds. As we see the changes in our government, as we see changes in the demographics in Wilmington with the Creative District, Christina Cultural Arts Center is currently playing a vital role, but moving forward, we'll play a even bigger role to bring people together from diverse backgrounds so they really understand what the arts can do to provide unity and just close that gap that we see from a cultural perspective in multiple communities. One of the things that we're doing, in addition to celebrating our 70th anniversary, we've been blessed to have Ray Jones Avery for over 25 years as our executive director.
And that is remarkable. Congratulations on
that. It is quite remarkable. I threaten to quit every 6 months.
I know you do, but Frank and the board have been very wise in keeping Ray at the helm.
So one of the things that we want to do is, you know, we talk about all the good things that we do at Christina Cultural Arts Center. We can't do it without your listening audience and without the participation of the community. We want folks to come visit us, to get involved. And one of the things that we want to do is we want to make arts available to more students. So in honor of Ray Jones Avery's 25th anniversary, we're actually starting a scholarship fund in her honor. So we'd like people to freely donate the gift levels or anything that you'd be interested in. But just for example, if you were to donate $1,000, that would provide programming for a student for a year. And we think that would be very, very meaningful, a gift in her honor. But more importantly, that one child.
It's an impact, positive impact, and might change a life.
Absolutely. We see many stories for children that, you know, visited and participated in the arts at Christina Cultural Arts Center 10, 15, 25 years ago. When they come back, they're bringing their kids. They're bringing their grandkids. So it's a multi-generational impact that we've had.
Now, in case of interest, Frank, what do they need to do? If there's people listening that want to donate, is there a place where they need to do so?
We make it really easy for you. Obviously, you can drop a check in the mail. But more importantly, visit our website, Christina Cultural Arts Center. Just do a search.
CCACDE.org.
There you go. Or just Google, you know.
Or you can call them
Christina
telephone.
Cultural Arts Center. They'll make the trick for you. But it's just as easy as sending a check or checking the website and make the donation online.
Absolutely. And become a part of a community, a live, active community. So the arts get people in the door. Mm-hmm. But the sense of community and the relationships that are formed keep people with us.
So, and let me ask you, Ray, the same question that I asked Kim. There's always a story that impacts us personally speaking. There's always a story that comes to mind when you think about when you're alone at night. You put your jammies on and you're smiling because you remember that particular story of arts empowerment that comes to mind. In your case, what is that one?
Well, there are so many, but I'll just reflect on the story of a young man named John. He's an adult now. Mm-hmm. He lived in South Bridge when he was growing up in the housing projects, and he took classes up for many years and formed friendships, and we reconnected on Facebook a couple of months ago, and he told me that. That he learned so much about himself at the Christina Cultural Arts Center, and what most moved him and what was most moving to me is that it didn't matter to us that he lived in the projects. That didn't dictate his future. It didn't dictate his potential. And so because he knew there were people that believed in him, he's quite successful
that's
now.
That's one person.
Mm-hmm, that's one person. I have many stories. Graduates.
I know. We need to bring you for those kind of stories.
Yeah, you can bring some of the students. They can tell their stories.
And we'll do one of these days very soon. But in the interim, we're running out of time, and we need to talk about other fantastic program that is coming up. And in this case is
Carols in Color,
which is celebrating, Frank, 25 years and going strong. Tell us about that.
So Carols in Color is the Christmas story told from an Afrocentric perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I first saw Carols in Color, I want to say 15 or 17 years ago.
Okay.
And at that time, this year it will be at the Grand Opera House. But the first time I saw it was at the University of Delaware in Mitchell Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to many Broadway shows and different things, entertaining clients. Mm-hmm. I was blown away by the acting, by the music, and more importantly, by the dance. It's spiritually uplifting. Everybody should see Carols in Color once in their lifetime. It's a great opportunity for families to get together and to see a wholesome, spiritually uplifting Christmas show.
Mm-hmm. And with a very interesting perspective, which speaks to the need of understanding other communities by virtue of sharing their art. There's no better vessel but just sharing time and space with different communities, so you're able to understand from a different perspective. Now, those listening, Frank, and who want to buy either tickets or be there, what do they need to do? When is that going to happen?
Tickets are on sale now at the Grand Opera House. The number is 1-800-37-GRAND, G-R-A-N-D, in all caps. So tickets are on sale online. Tickets are on sale through that box office number and also through in-person walk-up.
Right.
The tickets are $25 to $35, depending on the level of seating, and $14.99 for students, because we do want to make sure it's accessible. We have two great sponsors this year, AARP and Revive the Village United Way Initiative. So their sponsorship makes the tickets, helps to keep the tickets affordable, and it also helps to provide very low cost tickets for students,
which is important,
and for elderly people as well.
When is that happening?
Sunday, December the 11th at 4 p.m.
So you still have time? I mean, for $15 or $25, that's a fantastic program.
You have time.
I mean, Frank is telling us, I really just want to buy the ticket right now. Because it sounds like
it sells out, and not just Christians are in attendance. We have Muslims in attendance. We have people that don't subscribe to a particular religious faith, but they're watching the story. Oh, they're watching the story, the retelling of a story of a teenage mother.
Uh-huh.
They had a baby in a manger that was under attack and is revered as one of the greatest prophets to ever, walk the earth. So it really has the storyline goes well beyond, a particular religious tradition.
Which is important, right?
It's very important.
Yep.
That's why I was saying earlier, we have, the temperature in our country right now is one of uncertainty,
And this is one of the programs.
We have political parties that divide, and religions can be divisive, and this can be divisive, but the arts is a unifier.
It's the perfect unifier. And we only have a few seconds left, so probably it only remains for me to thank each one of you for being here today, and with a promise that you need to bring students, so these impactful stories are really told by the ones that receive the benefits of an arts education. So just a small word. They need to go to Carols in Color, right, Frank?
It's a life-changing experience around the holiday time.
There you go. Thank you.